Hello, my name is Brother Theodore Turner, and we're going to talk today about studying the Bible. And also want to ask you a question. Is today your last chance to do something important, like take your wife for a walk, take your kids for a walk, push one of your relatives around in a wheelchair that you haven't pushed for months? Is this your last chance to do something? May not mean you're going to die or they're going to die, but maybe something will happen. You can't do that. You need to understand that we need to do things. We need to put away some of our time and give some of our time to other people. And so I want to ask you today what you're doing with your time. We talked about this in the last message. And someday we all want to go up to heaven. Jesus said we'll rise up. The dead in Christ will go first, and those that remain will come. They'll meet him in the air. It's just amazing that God's going to do this kind of thing. So you need to make sure your sins are forgiven and that you're a Christian. Now, if you're not sure you're a Christian, we're going to talk about that right now before we get too far into asking about what you're doing with your time and stuff like that. So the steps to becoming a Christian, we're going to talk about that first and not at the end. Jesus will meet you right where you're at, whether you're addicted, whether you've got some sins going, whether you're smoking, whether you're an alcoholic, whatever it is, Jesus will meet you where you're at. The Bible said you have to admit you're a sinner. You can't just get into heaven by doing good works. That's not going to work. It's not the way it works. It's like going down and saying to someone that you want a driver's license, say, hey, I'm a good driver, give me a driver's license. That's not going to work. You're going to have to go through the paperwork. And down here, you got to go through what Jesus told you to do. It says in the Bible in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So number one, first thing you need to do is you need to admit you're a sinner. Jesus said we're all sinners. Tell God you're willing to turn from your sin. That means you're going to turn away from it and quit repeating those sins. I don't know what it would be. Maybe it's smoking. Maybe it's something else you're not supposed to be doing. Maybe it's marijuana or some other kind of drug. Or maybe it's yelling at people. I don't know. But you got to be willing to turn from your sin, whatever they are. Acts 17:30 says, in the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. So you need to admit you're a sinner, turn from your sin. You need to believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for you and was buried and rose from the dead. If you went to court and someone came up and took your punishment that you were about to get, wouldn't you be glad? Well, that's what Jesus did. Before you even committed your sin, he did the punishment for you ahead of time. He was important enough to God that he could die for the whole world's sins. And that's amazing that Jesus did that. So we need to thank him for that. And for right now, you need to ask Jesus into your heart. Ask him to fill you with your Holy Spirit. Tell him you're sorry for your sins. And confess publicly later when you have a chance that you've accepted Jesus Christ in your life. Even if you tell your neighbor or your mother or your father or your brother. Because Romans 10:10 says this. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans 10:10. And once you're a Christian, you're expected to do certain things. I notice I've caught myself as I get older sitting around not wanting to do as much stuff as I used to. It's easier just to turn on the TV or pick up a newspaper or a book that has news in it, or my cell phone and read a little bit of the news. And there's other things that I should be doing. I should be going out and talking to my family. I should be going on walks with them, taking them to the park whenever I can. And also listening to my Bible. If I can't sit down and read my Bible, if it's hard for me to see it anymore, or you, I can put glasses on and see mine pretty good, but you can listen to it. Download the Bible, or just get it on your phone, get it on your, however you do it, on your browser in your phone. Or you can get it somewhere and put it in your phone or something. Get an MP3 player and listen to the Bible while you're taking a ride to the library, and take your wife with you or your family and listen to the Bible. Ask them if they want to hear it. If they don't want to hear it, don't force them to listen to it. You can take it, do it later when you're walking your dog. It helps to have appointments with your family for discussions too. And you should make appointments with your time with your family and talk to them about their life, their souls, if they want to. And You also had to make appointments for yourself to do things. I know I have put off things, but sometimes if I tell one of my sons I'm going to go and do something at 3 o'clock, I do it at 3 o'clock because I told him I would. So it helps to make appointments that you can keep your word to your children. If you tell them you're going to go to the store at 3 for some reason and they're going to go with you, then make sure you leave at 3 and make sure you keep your word to them and keep your word to God. And try to save money whenever possible. I know some people do things with their money that they don't need to. I've done that before. But we need to try to save money whenever we can. Sometimes it's possible. When you're making a decision about what you're going to buy, maybe even some groceries. Maybe you buy too much cereal or too much bread and it goes bad. You have to just think about what you're doing with your money. So what we need to do is try to spend time with the things we need to do and do it right, because we don't know if today is going to be the last day. This may be your last chance to do some of this stuff. Talk to your children, your sons, your daughters about building a strong foundation on the name of Jesus in your life. And talk to them about building a room on the house. Talk to them about something. Talk to your family about something, because it may be the last chance today you have to do that. And use the Bible to read verses to them and remind them that God gives us spiritual gifts just like we get gifts on Christmas. God can give us spiritual gifts in our life. That can be special wisdom. It could be the gift of healing. It could even be something simpler like knowledge of how to draw a diagram to build a house. Or maybe someone could be a contractor. God could give you special gifts that He wants you to use. You should be willing to use those with people, because like at your church or something, if they need a window replaced and you've got the talent to do it, do that, because today may be your last chance to do that. Maybe something will happen, you won't be able to. Jesus wants us to do that. The sowing and reaping thing comes into play too. When you sow good deeds, a lot of times you're going to reap a good one too. We need to pray and ask Jesus into our heart constantly. And if we think we've sinned in some way, remember 1 John 1:9. It says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But sometimes it's not because we have a sin that we don't want to do something, but you need to consider the fact that maybe you need to do something for someone else. This may be the last day you get to go help your neighbor pick up stuff in their yard. You may not want to do that, but you could just get over there and do it and tell them you've got 10 minutes. And you get over there and you want to help them in the yard pick some weeds up or something. So you already set a time limit on it, but you did something for the Lord. So this may be your last chance to do that today. And when we're fathers of children and we're husbands of wives, maybe our last chance sometimes to talk to one of those children about courage and how to be courageous. One of the best examples of courageous is a fireman that runs into a house to save someone. We can talk to our kids about that and ask them. It may be our last chance to talk to them about not being afraid. Joshua chapter 1, God talked to people, to Joshua, and He told him in chapter 1, verse 9, He said, "Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." You have to ask God to give you the Holy Spirit. You have to ask Him to help you to follow the rules, so someday we'll be able to meet Jesus going up to heaven in the sky. And so this may be the last day you have to get saved if you're not saved. So I want to talk about that again, to get saved. The basic things are you have to ask Jesus into your heart. You have to ask Him to come into your heart. You have to tell Him you're sorry for what you've done. You accept His sacrifice on the cross. And you want to be saved. And you're going to turn around and repent and try to change your life. Now maybe you can't change it right away. You may be seriously addicted to alcohol or Percocets or cocaine or something else. But what you have to do is tell Jesus, "I want to turn around. I really want to turn around, Jesus. I want to repent, change my life." And tell Him you want to do that. Ask Him to give you His Holy Spirit in your life. And someday you will get to go up to the sky and touch the clouds as you go through and put your hand out there and feel those clouds and how good it feels to breathe in the cloud. I've done that before because I've been on top of real high mountains working on electronics equipment, and the cloud would come by and it just engulfed the whole top of the mountain. And the air seems so fresh when that humidity from that cloud is there, and it feels so cool. And even when it's hot or cold, it's nice to be engulfed in a cloud. So I know what it feels like. I went to places here in Arizona where we go, and it's almost 10,000 feet where some of the places where I had to go and work on electrical stuff there. So I know that someday it'll be nice. You'll be able to feel that as you go to heaven. Someday maybe you'll get to set up there and hang your legs over the side and sit there, because it does say somewhere in the New Testament, I don't remember the verse, it says, we will see as we're seen. So you get to sit up there and watch what's going on down here. And there's so many things that you can do and so many things you can't always do. But when you know that this could be your last day, you need to look at what you're doing today and say, God, what could I fit in this day? Could I do 3 or 4 things for someone? Could I help people? Could I talk to my children about the things that, like God was talking to Joshua about? Teach my children that fear is an emotion that God gave us. It's normal. But we have to learn to do the things we have to, and use the fireman example. Sometimes you just got to run in there and do things you don't want to do, but you have to do it. Put that fear behind you and show courage to do it. And God will help you with that. God will help you with a lot of things that you don't feel like you want to do, but you just got to get started. So just run towards that problem sometimes and ask God to help you. And talk to your kids about it. And remember to take them to church too, and not just out somewhere to get food. The Bible says, Romans 14:17, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it's righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. You need to talk to your children about this verse, Romans 14:17, that being a Christian is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. And you get that Holy Ghost by asking God to help you. Many different churches have different ways of talking to you about it. You need to get baptized, ask Jesus into your heart, and help yourself to overcome the fear, so that you'll know that today is maybe the last chance you have to do something. Maybe it's your last chance to call someone and tell them to come home. Someone you've had a big argument with. Call them today and say, we want you to come home. We're going to try to solve this problem. We're going to probably try to let you live here if you can overcome some of your drinking and stuff like that. Just tell them to come home. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Remember that today. This may be your last chance to talk to someone or to get saved. Jesus is watching over you up there, and he wants to help you. And if you can't think of anything else to say, just say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Keep saying it. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He'll read your mind. He knows what you need. Thank you, and we'll talk to you again next time.